Yeah, no. I think the significant thing about it is that it indicates panic on their part because of the toughness, tough position that I took, which was conveyed to them, I'm sure, by both Munoz and by Jaime. And I think that's just great. Bosch did not call me, you know. He thinks I took advantage of him and was too tough with him. And so...
Well, I think you ought to be, as far as I'm concerned. I'm losing faith in you.
Yeah.
I'm leaning more to the Bundy view that Bosch is they like him and he's got some his suggestions are kind of respected like we respect Clark Clifford's.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's running our show over here.
Yeah. Well, Bundy asked me what I thought about the two suggestions that he made in the cable about toughening the thing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said to him that, as he knew, I had always been in the position that that particular post ought not to be left open, but ought to be filled by somebody that we thoroughly checked out. And I was, had always been of that view, and I still was. And I thought that was important that he ought to do it. I said on the second idea about sending those other three guys out of the country, I thought it was quite unimportant because you can just bring them right back in. This kind of a maneuver is okay when the guys who are doing it really mean it, really want to do it, but I didn't attach any substantive importance to it here. I said to him that if discussions are resumed, that I would, that although one man can't tell another man how to run a bargain, that if it were I would do exactly what I did in the other place. And that is to say, I'd take the damn agreement that